Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Hello, my people. Now, welcome again to another episode of How Far Podcast, where we talk about everything about life, where life gets offer all of us for inside this world. We do not be joke. As they talk now, the young folks we don't plenty for Africa. As a matter of fact, they don't say Africa, we get plenty youth across the entire universe. Well, anything we, you know, the youth they involve now, there's always socialization, mingling, those kind of things where youth won't just show up, just, you know, show say he be guy or she be or she fine pass, all of those things. Amongst the numerous things where they happen amongst the youth now to be friend person, you know, friends, this one are my friend, this one are my girlfriend, someone like this, someone like that. But what thing I want to narrow the conversation to today be say, mostly, person see woman where they like. Maybe you know how we talk. You want to say, okay, you be my friend. I won't make her take you as my friend. But the real intention I be say, Charlie, make you move further, come propose eventually. You go be friends for years, you still be friends. But women, the little way I know about them, you see, they have a different way of interpreting things. The way you see things, nobody say woman they see things. I'm not going to do this discussion alone. My brother, Hafiz Gunu, who be radio pundits, communication experts. One person could feel referred to as a social commentator because they comment about anything where they happen for this world. Even Chelsea don't bring Lampard.
Why they spoil things like
that? Chelsea, where don't bring Lampard? You go there, they justify the reason where Chelsea. Oh boy, that one, anyway, that one's a case for when I run out of option. No, for real, like you guys are really out of like competition.
How do I take on saying?
It don't be about how they concern, but you people don't get option. That's great. Anyway, don't be sports.
You know the reason why we go take Lampard. What's your problem?
But you go and fight for them. We are forget for them that. Exactly. We'll get back to conversation.
Listen it.
Oh boy, how far now?
I did.
Good to be back again.
Charlie.
It feels like the olden days, you know?
I'm just relaxing and taking things slow. Yeah. But so
you ever ask guests if make you become your friend where you get other alternative intention?
Charlie, you ask girls if you'll be your friend, yeah, you'll be loser move that. Serious loser move. Because I mean, you are a guy. So the whole thing is say you for just tell them your mind.
So then.
Ah, but Charlie, what go feel happy? You say you for come out in face, and then go there and sit down for us. What you go do again?
Not everybody will fit take like.
It's for character building. You go build your
rejection.
Character.
We're going to try that.
Oh, the rejection, then everybody will
get. No, but for real, like a lot of folks, a lot of guys, they befriend girls or people with the CC, eventually they will feel use that as a ride or stepping stone or as a riding stone to eventually propose to the girl. Because during that period, it will make the girl make fun of her.
And that's a big mistake. Sure? And that's what people call the friend zone. Okay. And friend zone, Charlie, is a place I won't even wish my worst enemy. Because it's not a place any guy wants to be. So basically, it's you propositioning a girl. And then, instead of rejecting you, she says, let's be friends.
Will you accept them? Say you
will you? You think all the friends finish for this world is I can't say yes, and you won't. You spoil everything with that. Now, the thing about the, you know, let's just be friends, you know, thing she gave you, we say, look, one, we say she has rejected you. And two, it also gives her, it passes that responsibility of whether to accept or reject it onto you, which is very unfair.
But wait, so which research bring that conclusion? Say if we don't see movies, we don't see lifestyle TV they happen now.
No, you see,
no, like it has happened before.
You see, the thing we say, you know, for the average guy, you know, the whole idea of asking a girl out, you know, some guys you still learn. So sometimes it'll be the rejection, them go reject you till you go become very desensitized to the whole thing. But as you start out, the rejection sometimes is very hard to take. Now here's a girl you actually like. It's not exactly something you can go tell your mom, teach me how to, you know, talk to a lady or that teach me. It's something you learn on your own. Sometimes even through
friends.
Friends. Please. Mostly friends. Mm. Terrible advice from friends.
Basically. Woke up to the
I remember mine in secondary school. It was a whole show. So
you were just beating about cutting glasses.
I went and I was kicking stones. I couldn't look at someone's face. Tell it. So,
boy.
It happens to, the best of us. Yeah. Now, the thing is, when you go, you put your heart out there. Now, it's up to her to actually say yes or no. Now, in the event that she says no, a lot of the time, it hits your ego. Everybody wants to be accepted. Who wants to be looked at and be rejected anyway? Okay. So, once you get accepted, now, for most ladies, once they put you in the friend zone, it doesn't actually serve you as a guy. If you have any semblance of dignity, Charlie, just do the right thing and walk off. Because
is that the formula, walk off?
Look, the thing is,
some would say I've been there before and it worked out. Eventually she fell in love with me.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing, because at the end of the day, what it means is that she's going to explore all her options.
If nothing popped.
Nothing popped, I'd be like, I buy it still day. Make account.
Give yourself.
I don't know if you get me. Yeah. So, why would I be an option when I can actually, why would I want to play substitute when I can be the main guy? I don't know if you get me. Okay. It just means, let me keep this guy aside. Let me explore. I can do better. If she can't do better, then she can't.
Now you'll be the next option.
You see, and the thing about the let's just be friends line is that, look, like I said, it does two things. One, it moves that responsibility onto you, which is very unfair. Because now, to the average guy, when you hear this response, you are thinking, okay, you know what? Like what you said, instead of telling her I like her, let me show her. So you stick around. Essentially,
a man in love.
Exactly. Essentially becoming her surrogate boyfriend. Doing all the things that a boyfriend it's supposed to be,
yeah.
But without, what you actually
expressing
want.
It, yeah.
Without the intimacy on her bits. But she gets, she goes out there, she gets brokenhearted, she comes and she dumps the whole thing on you.
And
you'll be the shoulder to cry on. And then she goes out there and, it's a whole cycle. And you are still there hoping that eventually she would turn around and look at you.
But it does sometimes. It happens now.
And that's what I'm telling you. When it does that way, Barry, it's the leftovers you have been given. So, you see, there's one cardinal principle in going out with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Or in dating, the dating game.
Mr. And Lover.
Every young guy needs to know this. In fact, write it at the back of your palm or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that you never forget it as a young guy. You cannot negotiate genuine desire.
Okay.
You cannot.
Okay. If it's not there, it's not there.
It's not there, it's not there. You cannot say, okay, like, you can't love someone into loving you. Do you agree on that?
But they say eventually build.
I want to tell you something. No, it's not there. Look, forget it.
So,
look,
if you go.
For women, it's about how she feels before what you can bring to her or what you can offer her. It's about how you make her feel first. That's the consideration. When I see Barry, what's the feeling like? It's all gooey, it's all nice, it's all that. Before, okay, so what does Barry have to offer?
Okay.
For most guys, it's about what I can offer her before the intimacy. And that's the big mistake we make.
Yeah. I think, that would be fast. Because if you see 5 years, the first thing they think about, when can I go get car, carry and come out?
And that's where it starts, the big mistake. You see, have you ever met a girl that actually likes a guy? Look. I don't know why your text guy is. Look, a girl that actually likes a guy. Look, when she's talking to other guys, she wouldn't even let you know that she's talking to other guys. She wouldn't receive any other phone call when she's around you. Okay? Give me money, give me that. It's not something she wants to do. Just for you to have a bad impression of her.
She just wants your attention.
Exactly.
Yeah, as the girl that looks like
she's of her best behavior, essentially. Okay. So, for the first few days or first few weeks, you meet a lady and the first thing pops up, give me this, give me that.
You know they like you, be that.
It's a friend zone test she's giving you. And once you fall for it, you are forever in the purgatory of friend zone. You are not going anywhere.
Hey, my guys, let me joke. Okay, now, Charlie, we could just take an interlude. This be How Far Podcast. Like I said, we did talk about everything. lifestyle, everything where life gets off hours. And love be one of those things. But unfortunately, love they say a beautiful thing, but it's still the hot dog. Especially the youth. People go they hang themselves, they kill themselves because it will not be choco. Anyway, I beg if you're there, the way you get that suicidal thought, I bet throw them. Go get somebody talk to or whatever. Because we get one comedian for even Ghana here now. We almost went through that part. But thank God he's back and we're all happy about that. But anyway, Moku bring back the conversation now. So you got to perform roles of an actual boyfriend when she doesn't see you that way.
Mm-hmm. And once you accept that offer, okay, now, how do you even identify it? That she's trying to friend zone you. Mm. It's so easy to spot.
But why didn't friend zone you before?
Me. I think once in my head. Everybody go jump on. But Charlie, I had to learn the hard way. So
you are loved, you show love.
Charlie, they do Yakubu things then. Charlie, then show me.
Oh,
when we show you.
Okay.
So yeah, but you see, it's either she tells you, let's just be friends, or let's see how it goes, or I don't see you that way. Now you are thinking, now for most guys that want to take the friends first, they have what you call a sniper mentality. Have you watched movies where a sniper is about to take out his target? They can lie down there for 3 hours, waiting for their target. Yeah. Very patient.
For the right move and for the right posture for them.
Yes, and that's essentially what you are doing. Lying down, waiting. For your target, make an imam.
Which will be your target, right?
That'll be the thing.
You don't know the target. Maybe if she had
you. You are sitting down there waiting for the right moment. So, in between that, now here's what you are missing. Now, you see, when you end up in a friend zone, it's not something that just happens like maybe one day you wake up and you are there. It's a process, it started somewhere. And through your actions and inactions, it encouraged it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And one of those is that friends first mentality. What's the worst that can happen? She says no, the world doesn't come to an end. You move on to the next.
So I date you.
But for the fear of rejection, once some of these guys with the sniper mentality says it, then it doesn't happen that way. Then it's like, okay, let me hang around her. Let me be her friend first. And that's why I'm saying you can't negotiate genuine desire because rationally it makes sense. But emotionally, these are emotional matters. Emotions don't make sense. Okay.
Yes.
If it's there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. Okay. So as you hang around there trying to pick out the right time, what you are doing is you are creating familiarity. And there's nothing that kills familiarity faster. That kills intimacy faster than familiarity.
Yeah. I know you too much, so I don't even want to know you again.
Exactly.
I know that one now.
take a guy that is constantly, take the first 2 weeks you meet a lady and you keep talking to her every day. The first few weeks is exciting because why? The only reason it's exciting is because she doesn't know you. You don't know her.
Yeah.
So there's an air of mystery between the two.
She's not had your kind of conversation before.
Okay. So it's new. It's exciting. Yeah. So if you want to prolong that, you keep her guessing. You work with the way she feels. But you don't get a job. We just the life of house. Every 2 seconds. Hello, baby. How are you? Hello, baby. How are you?
They don't go climb ceiling. They hang like Spider-Man.
Now, you see, the thing is, you are thinking that you are being the lovey-dovey boyfriend. Caring. Oh, caring. You are not like all the other guys that have been doing that to her.
Attention.
Oh, Chuko. You will see.
goodness.
But what you are essentially doing is you are killing the sexual tension that exists between the two of you. The sexual tension is the only reason she wants to kiss Barry and then take this guy out as a friend. That's the only reason. When you take it out, that's it. So now, it's usually a process. So now, from point A, now look at how you start a relationship. In the first days of a relationship, where there's passion, where you people are still, all brand new. You don't even want to fart in the presence of each other. You don't, when you touch each other, it's electric. And that sort of thing. Then, after a couple of times, you can brush in front of each other and do all kinds of things and you don't even care. Why? Because of the familiarity. Yeah. Now, what you in accepting this deal is, you are jumping straight to familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are very comfortable.
Around the person.
She's your friend or he's your friend. You're all comfortable and doing all these things with each other.
Mm.
Now, you are doing all of that, hoping that you bring her back to point A.
That's so far gone.
You see what's happening.
It'll go happen. Because you already know the kind of person you be. What is so mysterious about you that would make
now you get
want,
where
yeah,
are
yeah, yeah.
I don't even get it. So it's a process.
Yeah.
So you are there like, when they break her heart, she'll sit down.
She knows me. I mean, she knows me very well. And they actually justify by saying, I know her, she knows me. Why not?
Exactly. So you keep hanging around her, buying her all the latest shoes, doing all of all the boyfriend stuff without her doing her part. By your mind, you think that, okay, you know what? Eventually, I'm going to pop the question. And now she sees that I actually really love her. And she's going to say yes. Only for you to pop the question eventually. And she's like, so wait, you were doing this to actually sleep with me?
Yes, all
I'm like, yeah.
What else do you think I was spending my cash for?
What? I look like Jesus to you.
And at that point,
then she has surprise.
No, but the thing is, some ladies have this way of operating. That way of operating. Like, even at that point, even if she talks shitty, even if she feels she like you, the moment you pop up like, oh Charlie, I didn't like you, or you start making certain sexual advances, even if she like you, she go deny.
That's what I'm saying. And that is where you as a young guy, you need to show that you are the prize. Okay? Either you stick around and be the loser that she wants, or you walk away. Now, walking away here, what? Quickly resets her mind.
Yeah.
Okay?
How dare he do that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because for them, look, it's about how you make her feel in the moment. So I put it simply that your track record with women doesn't matter. With women, your track record of being the most whatever boyfriend doesn't matter.
Yeah, you could be.
All that matters to them is how you make her feel in
at
the
that
moment.
Moment yeah.
And in the moment, how are you making her feel? So you could be doing the best things, doing everything that she wants, but one day you mess up. That you are the worst thing to happen. It's just like that.
It erases all your good stuff.
Exactly. So that's why a lot of guys don't understand. They put in their all and
nothing happens. She just doesn't like you.
And eventually, look, women treat relationships like a job. You are sitting down on a job. The next best thing comes. You move. That's how they treat it.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yes. The technical.
The moment you see something that has an ounce of.
No, you see, it's what we call the sexual marketplace, where it's the reason why a lot of I've had a cousin that is seriously looking to settle down, and he's running into problems with all of these ladies. Why? Because he meets a lady and already he tells her, I want to marry you.
But he goes with a kill. He goes with a kill.
He just says that. Now, he says that thinking, okay, because I'm coming with the intention of marrying you.
She would quickly accept.
She would simply be of a bit, it's good thing. But what you are essentially also telling her, what you don't realize is that you are giving your commitment.
Okay.
Okay, you are giving her your commitment. So what she thinks is, okay, you know what? I have Barry on lockdown. Mm-hmm. Okay?
So I mean, don't fool around.
Well, if you want to use your words, not mine.
But
let me explore what's out there.
To see if I can get a better
option. I can get something better. Because this is in the bag. But, so that is why they keep telling you, for a guy, yours is commitment, hers is sex.
No, but hold on. But doesn't this go back to... what do you call, contradict your earlier statement that don't friend zone them. Don't be like, let's be friends. If you go for the kill, which is,
how?
I want to date you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now your cousin is going for, I want to marry you. That's
what I'm saying. I'm trying to point out his mistakes. I'm pointing out his mistake here. So why is he saying that?
What should he have done?
He should keep her guessing. That's what I'm saying.
Keep her guessing, Zeze.
Good. Don't give it out like that. Commitment is yours as a thing. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Commitment is yours as a thing.
Yeah.
Someone put it simply. Men decide whom they marry. Women decide whom they sleep with. Do you agree?
Well, yeah. Because a lot of women out there, some women out there actually,
sex is the thing for women. They gatekeep sex. We gatekeep commitment. So is the reason you'd see some ladies, when a lady is into a guy, then she gives him all kinds of sex, hoping that he would just say, pop the question, will you marry me?
Yeah.
Commitment, that's what she's want. She's looking for. And the guy is still doing his own things. Okay? She has clean cleaned, she has mopped, she has cooked all the delicacies in the world. She had somewhere that the way to a man's heart is through the stomach. So she's cooking all the
Chinese. She has even Chinese served all the family members, exactly. The mothers and the uncles.
They've called her my wife for 5 years now, and you are still not popping the question.
You don't have a wedding ring.
That's the commitment she's looking
for. I'm sorry
for.
If you find
now, imagine as a guy, you meet her on the first 2 days. Now, that is something she's also going to be working for. Now, keeping her guessing means what? Okay. Barry, I don't know if Barry will marry me. So, I don't know if you get it. So, let me take my time and do A, B, C, and D. But immediately you meet her, 2 weeks, you're already in love. I'll marry you. Fool. You have spoiled everything. What you are essentially telling her is that she's the best you can do. So, what you are telling her? Look elsewhere. Look out there. If you find something better, then adios. Sayonara to Barry. But
what kind of mentality is this?
That's the thing. So a lot of us grow up, watch all these Disney channels about how you should buy flowers and no. It's a lot of crap. Look, forget it. Forget that. Because the thing is, for most young men out there, you need to understand the workings of the male and female psyche. How we see things, how we view things. Okay. We are two different creatures. The way we see things, the way we appreciate things. And that's just life. And so until you understand how we behave towards each other, you're going to hurt yourself if you keep going this route of, okay, this total devotion of a boyfriend act that you're putting on.
So in a nutshell, you should just be mysterious. You should just be a mysterious person to them at that point.
That's what I say. A woman is loyal to her feelings, not you.
Okay. That makes sense. How she feels about you.
Let me tell you something.
She pays attention.
Men love women as much as women love their kids. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Men's genuine love is for women, not for children.
You sure?
Let me tell you. Wait, you just had a son.
I love
wait, son, like, go, wait, wait. I'm let me paint a picture here. If the roof was on fire, you would go, your wife would tell you, go and check, and she's carrying her baby. You are the last thing on her mind.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Their genuine love is for their kids, not you.
And you think...
Your genuine love is for a woman. That's why some people are doing all kinds of unthinkable things for women. Yes.
It gets children in age, maybe.
What am I getting?
But the girl did a date to even daughter age.
Exactly. Look, guys do all kinds of crazy things for women because that is how much, you know, how much we are wired towards them. And for women, it's for their kids. Children. Okay, and for women, the way, as a young man, you need to know to work with their feelings, how they feel about situations. That's what I'm saying, they are loyal to their feelings. Okay, someone would say, hey, I'm being misogynistic, but look, the reality is the reality. Okay, like you were saying how you would, you know, stick around and play the role of a good boyfriend. Look, a lot of them, look, the thing about women is that they operate on a certain time length that you as a guy, you don't. So, you see how women start out at the age of 16, 17. Look, when they start out very hot. That's why at the age of 16, no 16 or 17-year-old will complain that men, she's not getting the attention of men.
Oh, no. She one way or the other.
If anything, they are disturbing her.
Yeah.
Yes, because those are her prime years. Notice how the two even react to the concept of age. When you see a young lady... or an older woman, say 40s, 50s, and say, wow, Elsie, you look 17. And she's like, oh.
Oh, really?
It's a compliment to her.
It's like, I can still fetch market.
Now, see a guy and say, Barry, a 40-year-old guy, and say, Barry, you look 18. Charlie, we'll go slap each other. Yeah, what it means is that, what it means is that he's still young, naive, and still taking daddy's money. Mm. And no guy wants that.
Yeah,
Every guy wants to be what?
We work on pride, right? Yeah.
So that's the ego thing. They tell us, oh, men have ego. But that's the thing. It's your sense of provision comes from that ego. It's the reason you won't sit down and watch another man come and do perform what you want to do, even though you don't have shishi, kobo.
let's real men talk. You don't have
anything. I don't even get me. Yeah. So that's where it comes from. So if you don't understand these two workings of the way we see things and you go into the dating game about, with all these Cinderella mindsets of yours, you are in for a world of hurt. So it's the reason some guys never recover and they are Mechanica. Well, punishing and all
love
those things.
Love,
it's a crazy thing.
It's the How Far podcast, and we're having an interesting of course, the interesting. What else can I qualify this to be? Funny as well, and emotional, because it's very disappointing to know that that one person that you're looking out for and you have actually spent a year or two with, thinking eventually in the third year, you are looking to pop the question, and then she tells you that, but she sees you as her brother. That's even very, very disappointing, man. Like, yeah, like I see you as my brother. And the thing is, you've always played that role as a brother, as a big brother. Every now and then you're there, you know, you take certificates, you go running around. Whatever her brother used to do for her, imagine. I mean, you're the one doing the same thing here. And think just because you guys are not blood related, so
you see, and another pointer to being friend zoned is her choice of words. You need to learn womanese.
He loves it, man. Language, yeah. That's the language of women, eh? Women.
Yes. Learn it.
It is so,
when she says, look, she tell, oh, you are so kind. You are so nice.
Yeah, you're a good person. You're a kind-hearted person.
My goodness. Shoot me now. And here you are running the ends of the earth.
You think she has said something golden?
Hoping that eventually she would see you.
Yeah.
Now, when I say they are loyal to your feelings, why do you think the guy that acts like a jerk to her is someone she keeps running to? But you, the guy that is acting
very calm
and everything,
responsible.
You know? Yes, because that guy
is genuine.
Is essentially working with the way she feels. He's giving her a high, a sort of high that you don't give her. Okay, look.
Well, not a high.
It's going to be controversial. No. But look, it's controversial in a sense, but we love drama. A little bit of drama here and there.
Yeah.
They love it.
Just pull out a stunt and then they are good.
No, I'm not talking about crazy stuff. No. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just like drama.
I don't mean something violent. No, that's not.
Look, I won't rather be with someone that, you know, gives her that sort of drama than the good guy that is so boring. That's why, essentially, look, sometimes they just get up and see, like, you are boring.
Aren't you adventurous?
Like, why? It's like,
why are you advising me every day?
There's nothing to fight over.
Yeah, like, why are you advising me every day? Like, yeah. And there's this approach, like, advice. I want to be advising here.
Look, and they'll pick fights with you. Look, I remember my roommates back at the university. One time, I think the three of us were watching a movie with his girlfriend then. His girlfriend back in the day. And I think the lady got a call by friends to come somewhere. So when she stood up to leave, she's like, I'm going. And he said, okay. That's all he said. Then it became a whole thing.
Why would he say okay?
He
should ask.
Then I'm like, what just happened? Like, I was here. Why are you guys fighting? Like, what is this?
So you don't get to say okay again. Now you have to say, where are you going?
And you know what happened? Her problem was that, he should have insisted she stayed.
Say.
So that she would now decide if she wanted to go. Because him saying okay meant that he wanted to get rid of her easily.
Are you okay?
All that from just okay.
So, what?
Now, if you say don't go again, it's a problem. Now you are saying go, it's also a problem.
So what do you want me to do?
Speak with my niece.
So what?
I remember you put it. Simply some time ago. Listening to T was savage. What when I say no, I really mean yes.
Yeah. What do you mean?
In that track, what do you call it? She has this track.
Particular record that she said something like that. When you say no, you mean yes. What do you mean?
I think with Becca, eh? Oh.
No, but the point is, this is also another factor that drives most people out there to do crazy stuff. Because you are saying when you say no, it actually means yes. You're one person who commands the following. And then a young man out there is like, oh, so really? This is the thinking. It's a likewise thing.
No, you see, a lot of the time,
Look, the thing is, when you end up in a friend zone, it starts in one of two ways. Like I said, the first way, it's she could actually just tell you, Barry, I'm not interested. And that is fine. Okay, that's straightforward. And two, sometimes she says, I'm not interested, and the guy keeps pushing, pushing. Then she's like, okay, let's just be friends. Now, 80 to 90% of the time, guys are the reason they end up. You yourself, you are the reason you've ended up in the friend zone.
And eventually breaking your heart. Thinking
exactly.
It would work the way you
because we go in there and then expecting something she can't give you. Now, when you reject her proposition, what you essentially do is you put the responsibility back on her. Now, she has to decide if she actually, if you are really worth it. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, you're telling her that I'm the prize.
Mm-hmm.
If she's so she has to decide if you are really worth it and then put aside every other guy and then, you know, act according to, you know, what exactly it is that you want. But if you, you know, take that, whatever it is she's giving you, what you are essentially saying that I'm not worth it. I'm okay to play substitute. You don't even value yourself.
Charlie, that's worst, man.
I don't even get it.
You don't get used.
There are people walking out there because they don't love themselves. You know how people do, that hate themselves? That is you. Exactly. Say you don't love yourself.
Place a value on yourself, brother.
If there's some dignity in the way you operate, trust me, it's not something you're even going to think twice about.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I'm walking. Okay. And how many times have you walked and you've actually, you know, all of a sudden you're sitting there and she called, hey, I just said no and you don't call me again.
Yeah, right.
That is her retracing her steps, man. Let me get in line.
Would actually call
I'm actually about to lose this guy, let me get in line.
You have dogged me. Oh, you shown me. Yeah. You don't call me anymore. Hey, this time you're for us. So, I've been looking for you all my life, and I decided you just cut off.
I don't know if you get me.
Yeah,
because you are telling her that yes, no, I'm the price. I'm not going to play substitute. Okay, I'm in the first 11. Yeah, I'm actually the captain.
Make your mind before I...
That's all.
But yeah. Interesting conversation. I mean, I just wish we could have extended. But I mean, matters of relationships, matters of hearts, you know, matters that actually involves two individuals, especially the opposite sex, the male or the female, basically relationship, especially, it's something that's very dicey, you know, and very, very, sometimes very dangerous, because if you don't play your cards very well, if you don't know yourself and know whom you're going getting into, trust me, that could be very
catastrophic. I watched a video of this cop that shots his ex's new boyfriend and you know, the ex herself. Okay. He emptied like 16 rounds on them, just like that.
Oh boy.
Because of everything that he's done for her. And like I said, look, they're loyal to their feelings.
She just didn't like you. Maybe she didn't tell you. But
she told you. You are not listening. And you see, and because you are in the friend zone. Now, some of them, look, they know what they are doing. It's called unrequited love for a reason. You are doing all these things a boyfriend does. And yet, you yourself know in your heart of hearts, there's just something missing. She's not giving you her all.
The spark is not there, man.
And you see, and to even confuse you the most, sometimes, it will happen and then she puts her arm around you.
She gives you a peg or hands. Okay.
Okay.
There's a hope.
After 5 years, you got a peg.
And you think there is hope?
There's hope. Let me hold on.
God.
The next 5 years,
we will happen.
We will graduate.
That's 10 years, my guy. This is not medicine school.
You are wasting on someone that doesn't want you.
And someone in some way is actually dying to have your attention. Interesting. Okay, they say that means you know they want. If you want, another man wants. Others would say one man's what? Food is another man's poison. But anyway, this is where we bring it to a close. How Far podcast. Interesting conversation. It's all about how we are able to identify who we are. How you should not fall into the friend zone. How you need to be bold enough. I think some of these things, it'd be basic principle of relationships. If you know they work, make you no work. Make you no go waste your time because, Charlie, it'd be very dicey.
It's the fear that keeps us, the fear of rejection. Yes.
But how would you build yourself?
Everybody go chop the breakfast. That one there, you know, we go
jump. Yeah, that boy.
You go chop some. We've all been there.
It is. Michael, he didn't give you, you chop some.
Oh, tell everybody chop some.
He chops some. He just said, you don't know. Yeah, I'm sure he has no idea.
It's, I mean, it's wise. The next time, so that the next time you are moving into another one, you see, no relationship or no encounter is perfect. Unimportant.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Every encounter in your is very useful. Look, if you did not get what you wanted, it taught you what you didn't want.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's an experience. So yeah.
Yeah. Because look, I have been in relationships where I didn't even realize I wanted certain things. And then I actually ended up liking it. Mm. And there were situations I thought I would like, and in fact, I hated it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the experience. Mm. So eventually, you're going to find the sort of person you are.
Right.
Yes. But if you keep saying you don't want to get rejected and you're playing it safe.
Indirectly, you would be rejected, but you don't know.
Actually, you end up with someone
that's part of it. Like, it hurts.
You see, and a lot of the time, the problems that people encounter later in relationships, these are problems, the red flags, the signs were there before.
At the beginning, yeah.
You just fail to see it. So the reason eventually it graduates into marriage and the guy wakes up one day and, my wife has changed. Or my husband has changed. He hasn't changed. That's the person he was before.
You were just drunk in love. You couldn't see anything.
It was all about the sex for you.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Or the buddy.
Mm-hmm. You see big behind you. You're not thinking again.
You know, stature at all.
Yes. And you, the lady too, is because of the way he was spending, you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Now you said, I do. All of a sudden, you wake up and, he has changed.
The connection is not there.
You will be there.
Yeah. The electricity will flow. It's not easy. You don't go anywhere. Anyway, thank you very much. Thanks to Hafiz, Guru. And I believe we'll be having much more episodes. And of course, matters relating to life. It is how far. So this time, I'd like to say how far to my people who still date the friend zone. That is if you know.
You will date that.
That is if you know, say you date friend zone. But if you don't know, how far? How did it go? How be the journey so far? Any updates you could give up?
Keep pushing. After 10 years, you'll get the
text. After a decade. Guys, my channel will be 10 years by then. Thank you very much. But thanks to you guys, man. We're back again with another episode of How Far Are You, Barry? And this is where we say bye-bye, yo.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.